Ooh, I'm going to help y'all never waste a day ever again. Because it's impossible to waste time as long as you do one thing. And that's evaluating yourself. I had a kind of lazy day yesterday. I'll be honest with y'all. We've had like pink eye going around my house. Got everybody for the most part better from that. I've got poison ivy right now. I just could not get out yesterday and do things. But even on your worst days, even on your lazy days, if you look into yourself and you figure out, what caused me to feel like this? What caused me to take this action? You can learn how you ended up maybe just having a bad day. Like you're at home and you just want to give up and you don't want to do anything. If you think about why that happened, what was the trigger for you? What led to that? Was it something you did? Was it something outside your control? You can just evaluate it so you can avoid those mistakes going forward. If you're stuck in a rut, you can look for patterns in your behavior that you can change over time for the better, no matter how small. And we've mentioned before that all these small things do add up to make a really big difference. And this isn't to say that you have to spend all your time navel gazing. I don't think that's healthy either, to constantly say that you're evaluating things and not doing anything. It's important to do both things. You have to learn the reason. You have to learn what you need to do. And then you need to actually do it. Those patterns in your behavior that you can change over time, the small changes add up to big change. It's important that it stays constructive. It doesn't turn into negative self-talk. If you're sitting there, you're like, oh, I really should have done this today. Or, oh, I can't believe I'm doing that. That's not helpful. Just because you did something stupid, by the way, doesn't mean you're stupid. You just didn't have all the information at the time, including the negative effects. But now you do, and you're better off for it. So keep evaluating yourself. Keep making these changes. And eventually, you will end up where you want to be. These lazy days are not a waste if you learn something about yourself. So don't beat yourself up over it. The things you're evaluating have already happened. There's nothing to fix. No other decisions to make over the past. So why regret it? Why give those events that kind of power over you? Take that energy that's focused on the unchangeable past and put it toward the undeveloped future by changing your actions in the present. The present is the only thing that matters. It's the only thing you can control. So use your experiences to make it better for you, and that will affect the people around you today and every day. It's just a little bit at a time.
How's your poison ivy doing?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad.
I see you over scratching.
I've got medicine in my eyes from getting over pink eye. I've got calamine lotion, I think, out in my car somewhere to put on this. It's not been...
Poor thing. She kind of looks. I don't mean disrespect when I say this. You kind of look like a dog over, scratching for fleas. You know.
No offense. You're just like a dog over there. No, I appreciate that.
I mean, a dog. You know what I meant. You know, like you're scratching. You know, because you got fleas.
I know.
You
I'm trying not to scratch it. I'm doing fine. But yesterday I didn't do much. And you know, I know. I still feel good. Yeah. I'm reevaluating what I did involving the poison ivy. I shouldn't have been out there all willy-nilly. I did. I'll tell y'all the truth. Honestly, let me tell you the truth. I'm not going to regret it because it happened. I picked poison ivy so I could put it in a
what?
Little...
What? You actually picked poison
ivy? Not
with
my bare hands. I picked up a leaf.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not going to feel bad about it. I picked up a leaf and I put the poison ivy in a little Ziploc bag and zipped it up. Went home, washed my hands. Have poison ivy all over me.
Why would you do? Is this for a project?
I was going to show the Cub Scouts what poison ivy looks like, so they wouldn't touch it.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I get it. Okay.
And this is what you'll get. We just show them my wounds. But that's what I was doing. But I went straight home. So I guess I must have stepped in or something. Taken off my shoes later. I just got it all over me now. It's ridiculous.
I feel
one
so
little
sorry
thing.
For
y'all
you.
Got this.